and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Brother Chris Huff, would you lead us in prayer, please, this evening?
Father, I'm so thankful I could be here for even part of this meeting and all the great things we've received. And now, Lord, we're just looking for the icing on the cake. And, Lord, just that last touch, Father, that's going to bring it all together and seal it. And, Lord, that it's going to finish the job that you've begun in our hearts. So, Lord, whatever dark corners are still unremoved and
yes.
whatever cobwebs still need to be kicked out and whatever habits need to be broken and sins need to be repented of and whatever understanding needs to be given, whatever blinders need to be pulled out from our eyes, dear Lord, we pray to do those things, Lord. And every one of us is different. Every one of us is in a different spot right now. But I pray that you get to it, Lord. Get to that problem. Get to that need. Get to that
yes.
burden.
Yes.
And Lord, breathe with this brother's plan. And use him, God, more than you're happy with.
Yes.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now as we read the book of Esther, this is the second book in the Bible that name has a name of a woman. The first book in the Bible is the book of Ruth, who marries a Jew, and the book of Esther is the second, who happens to marry a Gentile. And you'll notice that Vashti, she was the queen here, but she was displaced. And then came an orphan, a little orphan girl by the name of Esther, and she got in because of Uncle Mordecai. Thank God you and I was able to get in because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then Mordecai, he was despised, he was rejected, but at the end of this passage, in the 10th chapter, he is set apart, he's the second in the kingdom, he's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Haman, he's the villain. And then the Jews, they were sentenced to die, but they won their freedom. Yeah. Haman sought to kill the Jews because he hated Mordecai. That's why. And when the Jews learned his plot, they fasted and they prayed. And through Esther's intercessory prayer, the Jews were spared. And they called that the Feast of Purim, and they still observe that as Jewish holiday. Unto this day, the prayer set them free. Amen. I'm so glad I got a copy of the Bible, aren't you? Now, you'll notice in chapter 8 and verse 17, the Bible says, in every province, every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy. That's what some of you came here without this week. And now you got it. And thank God you put your bucket back down in the well and could pull up some joy out of well valley. That's what you need. You'll notice they had light, or they had gladness. Thank God for that. They had a feast. That's what we've been doing. Sitting around here feasting on the singing and the things of God. But tomorrow you need a good day. See, the joy may not be there tomorrow. The gladness may not be there tomorrow. You may not be feasting tomorrow. But you'll need a good day. I've had some bad days in my life. I've had some doozies. I've had some big disappointments. Had some heartaches. I remember when my mama died in a drunkard's grave. And I witnessed her 5 minutes before she died, and she said, "Not now, Jimmy!" But we put her grave in that old cold grave on that hill. I'm telling you, it was a bad day. I had some bad days in my life. I reckon the worst day in my whole life was Christmas Day, 1968. I was up in Way City, up in Way City, South Vietnam. The monsoon had set in. I was a 19-year-old boy. I was sitting out there on guard duty, listening post. I drew listening post on Christmas Day. The monsoon had set in. It was about 100 degrees and pouring rain. I was out there about 500 meters in front of the howitzers that we were at, and I had got a package about a week before that. It was one of those old little cassettes. It wasn't a cassette. It was old reel-to-reel. You remember the old reel-to-reel tape thing? And my mama and my family had sent me a copy of them talking on that tape, and Mama talked, and Daddy talked, and my brothers talked, and my little sister talked, and everybody talked, and my aunts and my uncles, and they sent me that tape, and I sat out there in that listening post, just as wet and as miserable as could be, 14,000 miles away from home, and listened to Mama talk. Man, that was a bad day. There wasn't no jingle bells ringing for me that Christmas. But I've had some good days. This is a good day.
Yeah.
This is a good day. It's been good today. It's been good yesterday. It's been wonderful today. It's a good day when I got married. Good day when I got saved. Amen. It was a good day about 5 to 7 years ago. I met a little bald-headed preacher that then he wore a big old cowboy hat at Brother Lackey's church. He brought a bunch of wild men with him, Sandlin and all these fellas, and they put us in a little house all together. And we went there and had a big blowout and shouted it out at that old tall Lackey's church and had a good time. We went back for some Christian nut clubbing. Brother Sandlin, that was a good day. I never heard jokes. I heard them that night, brother. I see my little brother. He's about 6'4", weighs about 350 pounds. He come down, he called me up, and he said, Jim, he said, I'm on crack. He said, I'm all messed up. My life's messed up. You think I could come down there and live with you? I said, you can come down here and live with me if you go to church, if you read your Bible every day, you get a job, you quit that liquor, you quit that dope, and when you get saved, start tithing. Yeah. He come. I preached on hell the first week. He sat back there and sweated like a hog. Amen. I preached on it the next week. It looked like 350 pounds of jello was coming wiggling down that aisle. He came that fast, got to save. He got saved. Amen. That was a good day, man. That was a good day. That's a good day. And he tithes, amen. Maybe some of you ought to get saved. Maybe you tithe too. Amen. I've been able to live to see the day. Started a little Bible Institute up in the mountains of North Carolina about 9 years ago. I've been able to see the day that God raised up some boys out of that Bible Institute and pastored some churches around America, down around us on the mountain. We've got 3 missionaries out on the field right now, just out of a little old Baptist church back in Burke County, North Carolina, at the bottom of High Peak Mountain. Thank God, that's a good day to see it. You'll notice they had light. Listen, you only got to go with the light you got. That's all the wise men did. Didn't go with light what somebody else had. They went with the light they had. They'd do some of you good. Instead of trying to keep up with somebody else, just go with the light you got. That'll help out your days. Some of you need some gladness. You've got to face making an undertaker cry tonight. Something's got to happen with you before we go home. Notice they had joy. They had honor. Boy, I want God to honor me. Don't you want God to honor you? I want to get some honor. Notice they had a feast. We all like that. Amen? I like that good day. Now, the book of Esther will give us a prescription on how to have a good day. Listen, life is too short to be bugged. Too short to be bugged. If you've done everything you can, you prayed all you can, and you did everything else you can, and it still ain't working, go fishing. If you've done everything you can, see it, and prayed all you can, and got right and still ain't right, bug that cheapskate husband to give you some money and go to the Blue Light Special, amen. Or the thrift store, put them in heaven. They think it's heaven. We was in Beaver Creek, and my wife found a thrift store in Beaver Creek, Ohio today. I went to Purgatory Bear for about a half hour. I hate it. I don't want nothing someone I don't know. War, amen. And the God who wore it, amen. I have decided I'm going to enjoy my salvation whether you do or don't. Amen. I enjoy being alive. I enjoy preaching. I enjoy being used by God. I ain't going to let a bunch of babies, a bunch of backsliders, a bunch of little nitpickers.
Yeah.
Someone said to me, yes, not, they said, you mean you took your wife to a witch doctor? I didn't say that, you little nitpicker.
Oh,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Little gnat strainer.
Yeah, yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Said I took her to an Indian named Two Trees. He's an herbal doctor. Chris knows who he is. I didn't take her to the Linda Blair Clinic, amen. I took her to someone to help her, amen. You little nitpicking gnat, you. You ain't going to destroy my joy when Gary Duty sings, I'm going to shout at the rest of you, sit there and hell of the devil.
Yes, sir.
Bunch of long-tongued Pharisees. You ain't ruining my joy. You ain't going to keep me from having a good day tomorrow. I'm going back out tomorrow. I got a good day. I hit Highway 40 about Marker 466 of those roads to North Carolina. You're now in glory, amen. You know why God called it, why God made North Carolina like he did? He made it like heaven. He made the skies blue, and he called it Carolina Blue. Mordecai had some bad days. But right here, you got to listen, because the right road always leads out the right place. It always does. No matter if it's good, you're enjoying it, ain't enjoying it, if you're on the right road, it goes to the right place. You get on the wrong road, going the wrong place. You get in the bend of the road, you got to take that ass like those disciples did and take it to Jesus. Don't go off this fork of the road. Go with God. You want to have a good day? Let's look and see. Let's get some learning from the book of Esther tonight. Chapter 1, how to have a good day. You got to have enough grace and spiritual maturity to get past the inconsistencies of other disciples. You got to have enough grace, enough spiritual maturity to get past the inconsistencies of other disciples. Chapter 1. What's going on in chapter 1? You know exactly what's going on in chapter 1. Vashti will not obey the king. She said, I'll not come out and dance. I'll not come out and show my beauty. I've heard it preached all types of ways, but I'm preaching it tonight, amen. You have got to get past the inconsistency of the disciples, or you're going to have a terrible day. There was a time in my life, I was pastor of church, and the folks come up to me and they said, Brother Jim, I seen Brother So-and-so down at the store. I said, well, what's he up to? He said, he's smoking a cigarette. I said, good Lord. Smoking a cigarette? That backslidden fang him, I'm going to rip him up. Ruined my day. I preach on the street, see one of my church members go buy a pair of shorts. Ruined my day. All I can think of is Isaiah. Hey, don't uncover your face. Amen. You got to get past that, folks. Amen. You can't make people serve God. You can't make them love God. You can't make them love the Bible. You can't make them love the church. They want to do it or they don't. Don't let it ruin your day. You're going to go back home all pumped up, probably preach all the sermons you heard this week.
No time to prepare no others,
I'll tell you. You gotta be prepared. Gotta have one in the chamber, amen. Just do like they do in North Carolina, just take a verse and take a fit, amen. You heard about that little boy in North Carolina, didn't you? He went up to his grandma and he said, Grandma, he said, I'm called to preach. She said, you are? He said, yes, ma'am. She said, all right, read this book. He said, we're 42nd in 50 states. The little red hen. She said, give me that book, fool. You ain't called to preach. He come back about 3 days later. He said, Mama, I'm called to preach. She said, read this book. She said, the little red hen. That went on for about 5 days. Finally, he came back. He said, Mama, I'm called to preach. She said, give me that book. Let me read it. He said, the little red hen. Ha ha! Ha ha! She said, glory to God. God told you to preach, baby. Just give them the little red hand, Willie. Amen. They won't know by the time you're through where you went anyhow. Listen, I ain't going to let no swearing Christian mess me up. None that drink suds or watch sex, or that listen to crummy songs, or that slander, or that sloppy dress, or that stay at home on Sunday, or sloppily work around the church, or show off their nakedness, or shortchange God, or don't go soul winning, or stick needles in their arms. I ain't going to let them ruin my day. Ain't worth it. You know, Carl Lack told me, Bear, I first went to North Carolina, Carl Lack took me underneath his wing. He was good to me. He was good to me, Brother Easton. He was good to me. He told me he had red hair when he was young. He's a liar. I seen a picture of him when he was about 40. Carl T., you're a liar in there. Took me underneath his wing. He let me preach to all these big preachers. Put me underneath his wing, Brad. I got away from his wing. Now I'm underneath God's wing. Now, Carl Lackey told me one day, told me, Proverbs chapter 18, he said, a man's gift to make room for himself, and he should be brought before great men. Don't you politic?
Yeah.
You apologize for not being on the street.
Yeah.
They've not been on the street.
Yeah.
Say they're supporting me, so you're well out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Serve God, boy.
Yes.
You'll be brought before great men one day. God will use you.
Yes.
We're not, no, you're no beckoning slave to us.
Yes.
You're God Almighty.
Yes.
You're His purchased price. Go for God.
Yes.
He went off into a mountain, Brother Greg, when he got tired and weary. Slow it out a little bit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Good. Your wife's in that crummy store I took mine to today. She'll like it too, I know. I don't believe there's anything any Christian could do that would surprise me nowadays. I believe I've just about seen it all. Someone says to me, Brother Lynch, I call it from Brother Lynch. Did you hear about so and so, this preacher? I said, no, I didn't hear. I said, listen, man, do me a favor. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know him real good. I just thought, I don't tell me.
Yeah.
Bad news comes all the time. I want some good news.
Yeah.
How about telling that someone that got saved over Papua New Guinea or somebody coming to Christ from Romania?
Yeah.
Well, did you know this? I don't want to know it. I have them come to me and they say, preacher, some folks from your that left your church, they come down here and they're gossiping about you. I said, thank God they didn't tell them the truth.
Yeah.
If it ain't true, what I get them to get mad about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let them ruin my day. You know what they say around Burke County, North Carolina? They say, Lynch, Uncle Lynch's church, he hypnotized you. I wish I could hypnotize some of these.
Yeah.
Some of these need it. Hypnotize you, bless God. Don't hypnotize nobody.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Say, well, they don't go to places I go to. So what? They don't dress like I do. So what? You going to let that ruin your day? You going to spoil your kids and get bitter against the brethren? Say they don't act like I do. Don't listen to the right kind of music I do. Shut up.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you can always tell a baby Christian, always worried about what somebody else is doing. I knew they was going to mess up, preacher. I knew they was on their way out. Shut up, you. Hush. Ignorant thing, you. You're the next one. I learned something.
Good preaching.
A fellow came up to me. He left our church a little while ago. I guess it was about a couple months ago. He came up to me. I let him preach when I was gone one time. He raped my people. He literally raped them. Called my women whores. Young preacher. Say, you dress like whores, you're whores. I went up there. He's a big old boy. Had 10 belts in karate. I ain't got near one. I got a 36-inch one I should have took to him. Don't need no belt in karate when you got God.
Yeah.
I said, you come and sit in my office, boy.
Yeah.
I said, what'd you do that for? He said, I'm going to tell you what, preacher. I said, you're not telling me nothing. I'm telling you.
Amen.
He said, you listen to my message? I said, yeah, I listened to it. It's terrible.
Amen.
You got no grace. You're an idiot. You're a moron. I said, if I come into your house and there's a crooked pitcher, I ain't going to straighten it out. I ain't going to let your wife beat me on the head for messing up her pitcher. Don't you come around my place breaking out my pitcher.
Yes, Lord.
He said, well, it looks like your preaching and my preaching is going the wrong way. I said, no, your preaching is going the wrong way around here. You know what he said? He said, your preaching has changed. I took it as a compliment. It ought to after 19 years. After 19 years, it ought to, brother. It ought to change a little bit. I have some more grace. I have some more compassion. I have something more than I had when I started. I took it as a compliment. He meant it as being rude to me.
Thank God.
Bible said, but grow in grace. And in knowledge. He meant it as an insult. You know what I learned? When I look at somebody they don't do like I do, I learn I better lean on Jesus or I'm going to fall.
Yeah.
I learn I better listen to God instead of man. I learn to love God's people just as they are. I got some people, Brother Greg, they don't dress right. They're mountain folk. They don't dress right. I was down on the street corner. I preach every week on the corner, brother. 10 years, you know, right where I preach every week. And it's a little town. 3,000 people, Brother Sandler.
Yes, sir.
And they know what I'm... I know. That's what proves the rule. But every Monday morning, every Saturday,
Amen.
They know this redhead's coming down to whack
it.
I was out there, and this lady come by. She's going... She had her hair all bunned up. I knew what she was. I thought, oh, Lord, here we go. I looked at her. She went by. She had dual exhaust. It was just a dripping and a gooing down. I mean, it's everywhere. Say, what was she doing? She's snuffing. Little top, amen. They start around 5 in Burke County. She come by. I thought, oh, Lord, brown teeth look like beetle nut, Brother Mike. Oh, the wolf. She went down to the Jack B. Quick and bought her some Coca-Colas in cups. And she come back and give them to us. Say, what'd you do? I looked to see if there's any drippings in it first. Amen. I said, thank you, sister. Say, she's chewing backer. I know she was. Some of you smoking it. I'd rather chew it than smoke it, amen. He says, man, amen. You're the sucker. It ain't, amen. I drank that Coca-Cola down. It's pretty good. Not a night I took it from that Jezebel. I know you won't preach on the street either. Got too big, see.
Uh-oh.
You got to go to your seminars. Amen. I've learned to lean on the Lord, not the brethren. I've learned to lead vengeance to God. I've learned that leanness of the Bible in so-called King James Bible believers. They don't believe that book the way they say it. You're going to have a bad day if you don't look past inconsistencies of theirs. Look at chapter 2, verse 9. We're going to try to hurry. I'm going to try to hurry real fast now. Chapter 2 and verse 9. Now, you've got to get past it, folks. You're going to mess up tomorrow. You're going to go home. You're going to be so pumped up. You're going to say, glory to God. Then they shout, they praising God. I mean, they say, there's a preaching going on. They're going to say, oh, really? I'm glad I didn't go. Thank God we're glad you didn't come. Look at chapter 2 and verse 9. We must have a personal setting apart for the King in our lives. Sanctification. To have a good day. And the maid pleased him. And she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave unto her things for purification. Which things are belong to her and 7 maidens which were meet to give her unto our out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Now listen, Esther is set apart for the king's use. You're going to have to do that to have a good day. The Bible said Paul, the apostle, separated, Brother Willie, unto the gospel. You got to separate yourself unto. You got to separate yourself from.
Amen.
If all you do is an exterior separation and you're not doing nothing with what you've learned, you're a Pharisee.
Amen.
I'm all for it. Dress right, do right, go right. I'm all for it. But we major on the minors. We clean the outside of the cup, and the inside is wicked and ungodly, and God hates impurity. We're going to clean it up, look good for the brethren.
Amen.
Personal sanctification, personal holiness. That goes a little bit farther than your pet convictions. Make sure your convictions are not prejudices. That you're trying to push on somebody that isn't as spiritual as you think you are. Because you ain't as spiritual as you think you are. I ain't as spiritual as I think I am. You're going to have a bad day if you don't separate yourself. Amen. If you don't come into the presence of God each day, I'm telling you, you're going to mess up. I love the Lord because He first loved me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. That's what He did for me. I love Him. He cleaned me up. He saved my soul, put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm going to try to be clean for God, not for you. I don't care what you do. If I see some of you men out there in a pair of Bermuda shorts, I'm not going to worry about you. You guys think you're a fool. Look like an idiot. If I see you women out there dressed wrong, I'm not going to think nothing of you. Say, why? I just think you're a fool.
Amen.
They ain't going to ruin my day.
Amen. That's good.
Oh, we have fun,
amen.
Fellas, when you preach, you can't have no friends.
No. Absolutely.
Can't have no family. Can't have no foes. Until you step out of the pulpit. When you step up here, you gotta go.
Amen.
I church my own brother.
Amen.
I did. I church a lot of other folks too. I church my own brother. Say why? He's living in adultery. Heard he shacked up with a girl on Friday night. He come to church Sunday acting like he's somebody. I said, hey boy, where's you at Friday night? He said, ain't none of your business, Jim. I said, my real name's James. Aloysius. My friends call me Jim. You can call me Preacher or Brother Jim. I said, was you out with that girl Friday night? Yeah. Sleep with her? I said, Preacher, I'm glad I don't come to your church. I'm glad you don't.
God bless you.
He said, yeah.
Amen.
I said, hit the altar and get out.
Yeah, amen.
I said, I'll have you know, my own brother.
If you don't get hurt, I hit the door.
That's my other brother. He's 6'6". He weighs about 330. Say, what'd he do? Put his head down like that and walk out the back door.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Go and let him in there and mess up with our people. Mess up the security guard coming
amen.
Around.
Amen.
We couldn't have a good day.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Chapter 3. You got to be aware of the plan of the enemy. Haman was conspiring to destroy Mordecai and to kill all the Jews. Look at chapter 3 and verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt... Oh, I'm sorry, 14. 13. 3:13. And the letters were sent by the post. Notice that post, like post office. In the king's province to destroy, to kill, and to cause perish all Jews. You got to beware of the enemy's way, his plan to stop you. Job chapter 1. He does the same thing all the time. Job chapter 1. Troubles. Trials. Bereavement. Verse 38, his friends. You know what that old Indian told me? You know, down at the Linda Blair Clinic. I said, Chief, what's the deal with animals? He's smoking cigarettes. He's a health man, smoking cigarettes. I said, Chief, what kind of fool are you? He said, what kind of fool are you? I said, I'm a saved fool.
Yeah.
I said, what you smoking a cigarette for? You tell me all about all these herbs. He said, hey, boy. He said, tobacco doesn't hurt Indians. He said, liquor does. He said, check the statistics. He said, tobacco hurts white men. I said, tell me something else, Chief. You ever studied Daniel? 70th week? Yeah. He said, I'll tell you something about animals. He said, anything that hunts you, a predator, has its eyes in the front. Anything that's hunted, has its eyes on the side. It goes into the fish world. You know a sheep got his eyes? On the side. You know a lion got his eyes? Right up front. You know a wolf got his eyes? Up front. You know a cat got his eyes? Up front. You know a fox got his eyes? Up front. You know a mouse does? You're the walk short and spectacle. You're the know like the preacher preached the other night. Beware what's going on. You got the eyeball in effect. You better beware what the enemy's out to get you. You won't have a good day. Hey, May! One night the king couldn't speak. And the chronicles were read to him. And he said, what has been done for this man Mordecai? For what he did for him to save my life? I said, nothing. He said, call Haman in. I said, hey, Haman. That's the devil. I said, Haman, what would be done if I wanted to exalt somebody? What could I do? He said, oh, I know. He said, you could give him that nice clothing you got. Put him on your horse and let someone lead him all the way through the aisle. He said, that'd be a blessing. He said, go get Mordecai and do it. So what do you learn from that? I learned all the devil wants is worship.
Yeah.
So he wants you to do this, bow down.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you don't have a good day. What's God want to do? Well, he already gave you the new down.
Yeah.
He's going to give you a horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, amen. Told you he'll teach you how to ride on it, but he's giving you one. Amen. You got to be aware. The enemy wants you men. The enemy wants you women. The enemy wants you youngins. He wants to ruin your testimony. He wants to ruin your home. He wants to ruin your marriage. Amen. He wants to ruin your life. I heard somebody preach there, they said, the devil is chained. He is. He's chained to the bottom of that leg. Got another one around you. Chapter 3. Again, I'm trying to hurt. Chapter 3. You want to have a good day? Chapter 3. Verses 9 to 13, we'll not read them. But you have to see the death sentence upon all the people. The best thing you can do as a Christian to keep yourself having a good day is to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Me and Brother Willie got together and got to go to Romania last year. Going again this year. So how you going, preacher? I sold my guns. So why didn't you wait and get it at a camp meeting? Won that camp meeting. Didn't come for an offering. You can't afford it? Keep it, Brother Greg. I don't need it. I got God. I got plastic to get home on. That's as good as that junk you got. Go to 357, go to 270. Got enough money to get a plane ticket. Me and Brother Willie went over there last year to buy a mire in Romania. Our missionary Joe West, you support him. Some of the other folks support him. Brother Willie got sick, and I said to Joe, I said, let's go down into the town. We walked down the town to the duffel bag, took about 2,000 tracks with us. Got down that old about 1,600 pound, real dirty, real grimy, gypsies all over the place. Big brimmed hats, you know, looked like you're going back to the 1800s. Soldiers marching down in uniforms like this to change the police guard with AK-47s. Stopped us from taking their pictures. And I stood next to a thing by a bus stop. I looked all the way across that square, and I said, oh, God, man, these folks don't know you. And I said, we tried to pass out some tracks, and no one knew what they were, and these two girls, about 18, walked up, and I had a trench coat on, and it was very cold, about zero out, had a hat on, some gloves on, had a bag full of chick tracks. This was your life. And she said, what are those? I said, gospel tracks. She said, are you an American? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, wiggle, 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 wiggle. I stand next to a wall. I seen more people than you charging me. I thought, Lord, have mercy. Get this hog leg out now. I got against that door, and Joe West got pushed out of the way, and those people were saying, please, please, please. And I started passing out those gospel tracts, and I couldn't get them out fast enough. I had to rip it and hold it and rip it and hold it. 50, 25 packs, rip it, 2,000 gospel tracts out in about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Right? I saw them. I stepped back, you know, Americans. I stepped back into a little alley and watched everybody. I was waiting for the bus. It was about zero out. Women out there in dresses and things on their heads and real weird looking warts on their faces and ugly, ugly slobs. I'm Austrian, ugly slobs. And there wasn't one gospel track on the ground, brother. I've seen people, we got pictures of people sitting there bawling over those gospel. People from high class with suits and leather coats and everything, reading them weeping. I saw them dying, Willie. And we're going to go back, ain't we? I think we're going to go over. We got 10,000 gospel tracts waiting on us. We was going to church, it was about zero. And we was driving down the road, and Jesse kept saying, beep, beep, waving at these folks. It's snowing and raining. He said, beep, beep. I said, Jesse, who is all these folks? He said, they're coming to church. Getting off a train, ride it for an hour, 2 hours, come to church. Walking through the snow and sleet. They set me and Willie Cosby up on the pulpit up there. 500 people in the church, no heat. About 30 inside, got a wool suit on, overcoat on to preach. I'm cold. They sit there for 3 hours to hear me, to hear him, maybe hear you. Joe West gets her preaching. They said, Brother Willie, you preach. Billy preaches. They said, Pastor Liz, would you preach? I said, well, been here a long time. I said, look at him. Took 2,000 gospel tracts, but great. And I said, I preach on winning people to Christ. I said, if you'll promise, they're Armenians. I said, what do you mean they're Armenians? They believe you can lose it. So I wouldn't preach there. That's right, let me in, Willie.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
I said, if you'll promise to God that you'll take a gospel tract and give it out before tomorrow, you can have it. If you can't, don't take it. It was like just handing out $50 bills. There was a line bowed up all the way from the front of that place all the way down to old women taking it. And me and Willie and the preacher were standing there, and those old ladies had come by with tears in their hand, in their eyes, taking my hand and kissing my hand. I said, oh, God, not me. Getting down and wiping your boots off, saying, oh, we're just so thankful to have you American preachers here to tell us something we don't know about. That was a good day, man. That was a good day. Hey, if I don't get involved, I'll go. We're building a church right now, 5,000 now. I came home and told my folks, this morning I came home on a Saturday, Sunday morning for Sunday school. I said, all right, no Sunday school class, we're just going to talk. I said, we did this, we did that, and there was a bunch of people with it proceed. About 60 people meeting in a little building, maybe twice as big as your office, Brother Greg. No church. Government gave them 2 acres, but they hadn't had no church. And I told those folks, I said, we need to do something about this. I said, the preacher said, $5,000 to build this church. 60 by 40, hand-carved pews, and just beautiful, but no heat. Between services, a man in my church was bawling, and he said, Preacher, can I talk to you? Something very important to me. I thought, oh, man, right before I preach, you won't leave the church. That's how they always do it, just before you preach. Be a blessing to you before they go, you know. I said, sit down. He sat down. He is weeping and crying. He said, Preacher, how much did you say? I said, what? He said, build that church. He's a country boy. He ain't got nothing. He ain't got what you got. He ain't got a big house like you got. Ain't got a big car like you got. He said, I've been rat-holing some money, preacher. I said, yeah? He was bawling. I could hardly hear him. I said, brother, what is wrong with you? He said, I'm looking what's wrong with me, preacher. If I don't get this money, God's going to kill me. Wrote me out a check for $5,000.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 60 people won't be bathing for a place to meet next year, brother.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You'll see it, don't you? You'll see it. Piling up those blocks. I seen the boys a good day.
Yeah.
You know why you don't have a good day? You want a nice new car, big fancy beach house, little chateau up in the hills. You can't see no one dying. You want a new suit, new pair of boots, new tie, new Bible.
How about it? Amen.
To see the need of those that are dying cost you something. I can't stop their dying, but I can tell them the gospel. I can tell them the answer. Years ago, Mac Hodge and Cyclone Mac, Buckley McCullen used to come through our way. Over top of Mineral Springs and High Peak Mountain, whole big revivals down our valley. And up towards Boone and all. And B.D. Caldwell and old Sexton Sr. and all those old-time preachers. Earl Hughes. Me as a young boy, and old Aria West, and all of them would come to and preach the great revivals in our area. And they said that old Mac Hodge, the pastor up on top of Mineral Springs for many years, was praying and asking God that God would give him a new pair of shoes, because he didn't have any. He was a very famous evangelist in our area, preached thousands of camp meetings, and thousands of those old country folks got saved. And he said he prayed and prayed for a long time. He said, Lord, I need a new pair of shoes. And he had a big old hole in his shoe, so he did like some of you fellas do. He sat like this. While he prayed. So you could see the hole. That went over good, didn't it?
Amen.
An old farmer came up to him in 1952. Said, preacher, God told me to give you something. Reached in his pocket, put a $100 bill in his pocket. Anyhow, preachers are. They never look until they get out in their car. Then they have their wife open the glove compartment and see how much the check was for. You've been there, ain't you? Just make sure you got what you thought you was worth. He'd drive down the road, come down Mineral Springs, went down there towards old Boss Road. Before you get to old Boss Road down there, you got to go through Black Bottom. And not very many black folks live around us. You go to Black Bottom. That's where they live. That's just how it is. Old Boss Johnson years ago gave him 150 acres free to black folks. Build them a church. It's where they live. It's where they go to church. That's how it is down where I live. Just how it is. He had to go through there. He was driving through there. He said, Mama, he said, I'm going to buy you a new dress. I'm going to buy me new shoes. I'll buy youngin' shoes. We're going to have a time. Praise God, tomorrow, if not the Lord's day, we're going to go out. We're going to spend this money. He was driving down that old road, and there was this old black lady walking down the road. She had about 10 little pickaninnies around her, you know. She's walking down that road. All those little black kids are running around, you know, little bows and everything. And the Lord says, Max, stop. He said, what you mean, stop? He said, stop. He stopped the car, and that little black lady came up to him. He said, what do you want me to do now, Lord? He said, Max, why don't you take $100 and give it to that little black lady? He said, you can forget that. So that money's for me, for my wife, and for my young shoes. He said, Max, I'm telling you, boy, give that money to that little black lady. But come on, Lord. Put her in gear and started off, and the truck started spitting and sputtering. He said, all right, Lord. I'll be obedient. She came up and said, man, Yaza. He said, God, where are you coming from? She said, I'm coming from church. I said, where's your husband? He left me. Who's young? I said, is it all mine? Ain't that cute? Yes, he's a buddy. He said, God told me to stop and give you this $100 bill. I don't believe they've never seen a $100 bill. Not 1952 in Burke County, North Carolina. She got the $100 bill. She looked at him. She pinched herself. She said, glory to God! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Those kids, glory, glory! Hallelujah! They got in it, amen! Oh, Matt said, glory to God! Run, took off! The Lord said, Mac. He said, yes, Lord. He said, look in the rearview mirror. He looked in the river, and there she was, glory. He said, if you'd acted like that when I gave it to you, you could have kept it. You get to keep it. You act like that. Those black folks back there are sorry, though. I'm not telling the truth, amen. Chapter 4, I'm trying to hurry. Just two more. Just be patient. Just two more. Chapter 4 and verse 16. Want to have a good day?
Yes.
You got to see if the king will use you. Chapter 4 and verse 16. Go gather together all the Jews and the president and Susan and fast ye for them, and neither eat nor drink the 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so I will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. In chapter 4 and verse 15, it says that she was saved for such a time as this. You know why you're around right now? God kept you around for such a time as this. I'd rather be dead! Dead in the ground than not to be used by God! Dead! I'd rather be dead.
Yes.
I want to go if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to the end of my life. I'm going to hold my own.
Yes.
Ain't going to worry if you got a couple barrels in yours. There's a big work to be done. Here.
Okay.
Amen. You'll never get it done through working through cliques.
No.
You'll never get it done running for office in the religious crowd.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. She got down to business and said, if I perish, okay. But I want God to use me to save my people. God never said we had to do nothing big. One more. We're done. Chapter 9, chapter 10. You have to realize you're going to have a good day. You have to realize that God rewards His faithful servants. This will keep you busy for God. It'll make you have a good day. You notice in chapter 10 and verse 2, the king advanced Mordecai. He advanced and now he's the second in the kingdom. And then he wrote it in a book. In chapter 3, so in chapter 10, so it would be a blessing to others. Look at verse 3. For Mordecai the Jew was nephew to King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of the brethren, seeking the wealth of the people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Listen, God will always vindicate three things. He vindicate His word. Nowhere in that book will He not vindicate what He said He's going to do. God will always vindicate His Son. And then God will always vindicate His true servant. Always. We're going down this road. We're going home. We got to have a good day to get there.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 20. Don't go through now. I'm done. He said the man got a vineyard. He said, I don't really need no one to go out there and work, but I think I might go down to the square and see if anybody worked for me today. Just to be a blessing to him. Give him a penny. I'll offer him a penny. That's what I'll do. He goes down there. 3 o'clock. He says, hey, boys. They're all sitting down at the Spit and Widow Club, you know, playing checkers. He says, how'd you like to go work in my vineyard today? They said, what's the pay? He said, a penny. He said, praise God. We'll make big. We'll go, preacher. Let's go. Get on the wagon. Go. He was out there from the third hour, fourth hour, fifth hour. He said, these boys are slow. I'm going to have to go back down to the square. He goes back down the square. The boy's sitting around there by the Confederate soldier. He says, hey, boys, what you doing? That's all just hanging around. There ain't nothing to do. That sixth hour ain't nothing to do now. The day's about to span. He said, will you come work for me? They said, how much you give us? He said, oh, I reckon I'll give you a penny. They said, a penny? We'll come. He gets out there sixth hour, seventh hour, eighth hour. He said, this second crowd's worse than the first crowd. He said, I'm going to go back down to this ninth hour. Hey, boys, what you doing? All just... just not doing nothing, just hanging around, watching cars go by. He said, how would you like to work for the rest of the day? They said, we might. Well, how much you pay? He said, pays a penny. said, we'll do it. At the end of the day, he brings them all back from the wagon. They're all together. He lines them up for pay. He says, the last verse. First last. We're the last ones, folks.
Yeah.
I get up and I say, Lord, what'd you give me? He said, this is what I promised you.
Yes, sir.
A penny. That's what I'm working for, Bear.
Yes, sir.
A penny.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather have a penny from God than all of your respect.
Yeah. About them.
One little penny. I get up there, God said, one little penny? I said, Lord, I've been looking for it. He said, did you work hard? As hard as I could. Did you look past the inconsistency of other disciples? I tried, Lord. Did you see the dying people? I tried, Lord. I did. I tried. Did you want to be used by me? Lord, you know I wanted to be used by you. Okay. Yeah. Join. You want to give me a penny? I'm not going to act like you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch me a fit.
Yeah, man! Yes, sir! Yeah!
Holler, scream all over God's head.
Yeah!
And I'm going to show it to everybody I can find. And if I see John Wesley, you know what he's got? He's got a penny. You know what Charles Wesley got all those good songs? Just a penny, just like you. Just a penny! That's all he's got, brother.
Yeah.
Greatest pastor in the world, Paul. He sees, you know what you got? Got a penny, just like you.
Yeah, that's right. Amen, Brother Lance.
Want to have a good day? Study the book of Esther. Our heads work. And they had joy. Had joy. Gladness. Had a feast. We've had one. Oh, yes. Yes, we've had. Had a good day. Had a good day.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you tonight, folks. Let me ask you this. I want you to be honest with me. Head's about. No one peeking around now. Let's be honest with God. And can't even close it. Let's just do business with God right now. Let me ask you a question. Real quick, and we're going to be done. I know it's late. But God's still in control. Let me ask you this. Say, preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. No one's looking around. It's very hard for me. It's very hard for me, preacher, to look by the way other Christians live. And it's caused me to stumble. Would you pray that I get enough grace to get by that thing? Would you raise your hand? God bless you. God bless you. You got to get by it. Have a good day. They'll ruin your day. Say, preacher, there's some things in my life I got to settle. I got to get holier. I'm telling you, Lord, preacher, I'm just not as right with God as I need to be. Would you pray for me? You got to get there, folks. You got to get there. You're not going to have a good day. Say, the enemy's been bugging me, preacher. He really has. Brother Fisher preached the other day, and ever since then, he's just been trying to devour me. Would you pray for me? God bless you. You need to get to have a good day. Say, Brother Jim, I'm going to be honest now. I ain't seen the death sentence on anybody. I got folks at work. I got relatives. I got neighbors. And I've not been telling them about Christ. I'm a terrible witness. Would you please pray for me? God bless you. God bless you. Here's what you got to do. You got to come and say, Lord, if I perish, I perish. Come on. Lord, if I perish, I perish. Come on, get a penny. Come on, he's giving out pennies tonight. Come on, get a penny in the bank of God. Come on. Come on, God speak to you tonight. Come on. He's going to give out pennies. That's all we're working for, just a penny. We're going down to the end of the road. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get something from God tonight. Don't go home, have a bad day. Get it straight tonight. Go home, have a good day. Going to be good days. Going to be bad days. I reckon you can have what you want. It all depends on what you want. But these Jews had gladness, joy, honor, a feast, and they had a glad day. It's all up to you tonight what you want. Let's pray. Father in heaven, try to please you, Lord. God, we thank you for this church.
Thank you for this preacher. For all the preachers that preach this week, Lord, we thank you for those that come to listen. Lord, after we've done all we can do, we're still most unprofitable servants. This whole dust ball of sin without the blood of Jesus. Lord, work in these lives. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Lord, we don't need no more bad days. We need a good day, Lord. God, I pray you meet the need of every folk, God. Bless this church. Bless this good pastor. His wife, his good folks, God. Always been a blessing to me, Lord. Always been an encouragement to me since I know them. Thank you, these other brethren that I know, Lord, got to meet, went to school with some, been friends with some, got to meet them. God, this has been a real good day. I thank you for those that sang drummers, Lord. I do know how it feels tonight. I really do. I know how it feels. Thank you for Brother Duty and his folk. And God, I want you to tell those other boys you used to play with them. We do miss them. We miss them, Lord. You've been good to us, Father. God done this invitation.